He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the March 26th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we had a stinky day yesterday. Rotten tomatoes. Man, turbulence. I said the market's going to get tougher. It's been pretty easy for the last couple of years here. And if you take a look over the last 6 years where the market's tripled, you say, why do I need a money manager? I can do this myself. Well, you know what? It gets tricky. The waters get tough. The waters get turbulent from time to time. Yesterday we had a reminder of that. And we're having a little follow-through to the sell-off again here today. And what's causing it? Well, we'll talk about that today and what you can do about it. The S&P 500 is down 11 points today. It's at 2,049. Still lofty numbers, right? The Dow is down 90. After its, 270-point drubbing yesterday, which seemed to come out of nowhere. But there were reasons for it, and I'll explain it. In fact, it's very clear what the market is reacting to right now. The Dow is down 105 points right now. It's at 17,612. The NASDAQ, which really got clocked yesterday, and I said the NASDAQ is going to be the most vulnerable when the market does sell off because there's where the biggest valuation concerns are. And yesterday's sell-off was mostly about valuation, which we'll look at here in a minute. The NASDAQ down 44, 48.32. The big story today, crude oil up 3% on Saudi Arabia and Yemen going at it on the border there. Crude oil at $50.73, gold's at 12.03, and the 10-year yield is at 1.96%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I've seen many bear markets in my life. I'm not saying that the bear market began this week, but there are signs, there are signals that you have to watch for, and there's one indicator. There's one item that will bring on the bear market more than anything else, and I'll talk about that here in a moment. That's what the sell-off is all about, mostly this week so far. But in the meantime, let's just take a look at some of the other cross currents going through the market right now. We have a little bit of Middle East tension. Where have you heard that before? Middle East tension. I can't imagine Middle East tension. But this time between two unlikely foes, Saudi Arabia and Yemen. Man, Yemen has just exploded. Yemen has just become a cesspool of terrorists and radicals. And Saudi Arabia, they don't put up with that kind of thing. We'll see if they can keep them out of their country. But that is sending oil prices higher. We were down around $42 per barrel. And all of a sudden, we're at almost $51 per barrel right now. Maybe that's the way Saudi Arabia gets oil prices back up. A little bit of Middle East strife over there because Saudi Arabia's economy is about 99.9% dependent upon the price of oil. So is Russia's. Don't forget Russia. And some of the oil stocks doing well here. My FANG, Diamondback Energy, is actually breaking out big time to the upside. Right now. But is this rise in oil a temporary thing based on a skirmish, the latest skirmish in the Middle East? You know, the inventories continue to build. That's not a good thing long term. They need to get those inventories decreasing, need to get the supply down back in line with demand before oil prices can really start rising in any kind of meaningful fashion. The market is worried about one thing. Well, it's worried about a lot of things. But really, the biggest driver is earnings. It's earnings. What's the biggest driver in stock price appreciation? Earnings growth. And stocks trade on earnings expectations in the future. And when those earnings expectations change, the stock reacts immediately. The indexes are no different. The S&P 500 is made up of 500 individual stocks. And collectively, they make up the index. And every day, the earnings estimates on these 500 companies are tweaked just a little bit here and there, but there's usually a drift one way or another. The drift is either higher, meaning that the analysts are behind the curve and they need to upgrade their earnings estimates, and therefore the price of the S&P 500 will follow along, or they're ahead of the curve and they're too optimistic in their earnings estimates and the growth starts to slow. And that's the big worry right now. Has this recent recovery, 6 years old now, have we finally run out of steam as it relates to earnings growth for the 500 companies that make up the S&P 500? I've been telling you that my earnings projection for the S&P 500, which I'll be updating this weekend in my newsletter, this is the critical number. This is the most critical number of all. It's one number. That's what I like about math. That's what I like about numbers. It takes away all of the emotion. And what the S&P really comes down to is an equation. It's an equation that multiplies earnings expectations, which right now for this year stand roughly at, let me just widen that column a little bit so I can see it. The earnings estimates right now stand roughly at $128 per share on the S&P 500. Now, when the economists come out and say, well, you know, this quarter is not going to be, there's not going to be as much growth as we anticipated, the market sells off. Why? Because it impacts that number, 127. We'll have to see where that number is at. I'm going to update it today and tomorrow, and I'm going to publish the new number in my newsletter because this sets the target price for the S&P 500. And if the S&P 500 is only worth 2,100 and we've already been to 2,100, then we've got a fully valued market. I've been calling it a fairly valued market because there was still some upside potential. But if earnings estimates are all of a sudden coming down, then we may have a fully valued market. And when earnings stop increasing on the S&P 500, that's the end of the bull market, right? Because earnings growth is what supports a bull market. Earnings on the S&P 500 have been growing. You can look it up, Google it. Google S&P 500 earnings over the last 6 years, and you'll see for six consecutive years, earnings have increased on the S&P 500. What happens when a company stops growing their earnings? The stock stops appreciating, right? You can't appreciate. How can a company become more valuable if it's not growing its earnings, if all of a sudden it's maxed out? And it may just be that the S&P 500, the collective 500 companies that make up the S&P 500, have finally maxed out. Earnings can't grow anymore. I can't say that right now because I haven't done my homework. But over the next couple of days, I'll be doing my homework on the 500 companies that make up the S&P. And more than likely, I'll also do the 100 that make up the NASDAQ and the 30 that make up the Dow. And we'll see whether or not earnings are going to grow again in 2015 versus last year, 2014. And we'll also look at what the earnings estimates look like for next year. And if the earnings are leveling off on the market, then the bull is over. It's as simple as that. And we're going to churn. Yes, there will still be some stocks maybe that will buck the trend. But for the most part, it could be that this six-year cycle is starting to run out of gas. I'm not saying that right now, that that's a sure thing. But the market's been down the last few days because it's worried that for the first time in 6 years, earnings on the S&P 500 are not going to grow. Now, that new equation, that new number will go out in my newsletter this weekend. That is the key number. You can strip away all the emotion, all the sentiment, all the predictions. It all comes down to a very tangible number called earnings. And I will publish my work this weekend in my newsletter. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com to sign up for the newsletter. That's the key number. Now, when we come back, I got a little story to tell.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, one of the things we talk about, well, let me first just remind you that the market, the S&P 500, target prices on stocks are all based on earnings growth. If earnings are expected to increase by 10% this year over last year in the S&P 500, all things being equal, the market should go up 10%. What happens when the earnings growth starts to decelerate? The stock market starts to decelerate. And what happens when eventually the six-year growth cycle tops out and earnings aren't growing anymore? Well, the market tops out. And if earnings start to contract, which is the fear right now, that we've reached peak S&P 500 earnings and now they're going to start to contract. I haven't done my homework yet on this, but that was one of the reasons, one of the biggest reasons why we had the big sell-off on Wednesday. Fear that earnings are peaking on the S&P 500 stocks. And when that ends, then for the most part, the bull market is over. So we're going to look at that and watch that very, very closely. We watch it on individual companies, but it also has to be watched on an index. Okay, the direction I want to take right now, you know, everybody has a different methodology of selecting companies to invest in, or mutual funds to invest in, or ETFs, or asset classes, or sectors, whatever it is. And some people would rather just stay on the sidelines in cash and avoid it all. Well, you know, they have their reward. Their reward will be they're not going to lose any money. If you buy CDs, you're not going to lose any money. But what's the downside of that? You're not going to make any money. So you obviously have to, if you want to make some money, if you want to grow your assets, if you want to get some income, you have to venture outside of the house. You have to open the front door and take a step outside, even if it's baby steps. And if there's a storm outside, then you pull your wings back in and wait for a better opportunity. But for the last 6 years, there has been no better opportunity than the stock market. And over the long haul, there's been no better opportunity than the stock market for capital appreciation, unless you're a really savvy real estate investor. I'm sure they've done as well as the stock market, maybe even better, the really savvy ones. But for the average guy who's got a 401k, there's been nothing better than the stock market over the long haul to grow those assets. Now, having said that, I also believe that's got to be managed tightly along the way. It's not something you can just go to sleep and wake up and hope that everything turned out all right. What if you retire the year that the market's down 50%? You lose half of your retirement in the final year, you know? So it has to be managed. And everybody has a different way of managing and whatnot. I do things a little differently. Other people would say, hey, stay fully invested through thick or thin. And as it relates to stock selection, when I get accounts that transfer to me from other firms, you know, I always take a look at what's in those accounts. And most times I wonder, what was the methodology that was used here? Now, I'm not criticizing, I'm not knocking, but when I look at a portfolio come in with about 40 stocks in it, and I'll just give you a few examples here. Okay, I see this portfolio that came in, it has 50 stocks in it. And I'm trying to look for something that I might hang on to. But let's just take a look at the performance of some of these stocks. And these are very typical. This is a very typical portfolio of, you know, a big brokerage firm. I'm sure this came from a big firm that has lots of little franchises all over America. The first stock they own, the first example I'm going to give is Comerica. Comerica is a bank. Comerica is a bank that is headquartered in Dallas, Texas. Over the last 10 years, Comerica has gone nowhere. Okay? The market's been averaging 6% per year. Comerica's been going up by less than 1% per year. Over the last 12 months, while the market's up 12%, Comerica is down 12%. Look, everybody has their reason for owning a stock, but as I think about logic here, I think, I don't know, why would I want to own a stock that has gone nowhere over the last 10 years and has bucked the trend of a bull market and gone the opposite way? But everybody has their reasons for owning stocks. Okay, let's look at another one here. Let's look at Fastenal, which I see in a lot of portfolios that come to me. Fastenal at one time was a good stock. During the building boom, during the boom in China, 6 or 7 years ago, it was a very good stock. But over the last 3 years, while the market's been going up by 15% per year, Fastenal's been going down by 6% per year. And over the last 12 months, while the market's up 13%, Fastenal's down 13%. So I suppose you have to be a value investor. You have to make a value case that this stock is severely undervalued, and over the next 3 to 5 years, it's going to outperform the market. Okay, that's not my style. I like companies that are flourishing today in this economy and still make sense from a valuation point of view. Well, this one makes sense from a valuation point of view, but the performance has been horrible. Just absolutely horrible. And it's hard to look the other way and say that the past performance won't have anything to do with the future. Okay, now here's another one. Halliburton. I don't know how long Halliburton was in this portfolio. Halliburton has gone from $75 clear down to $37. It's been cut in half. And I don't know if the poor investor who had this account managed by someone else rode Halliburton down 50% or not. But I have to say probably did, because there's not a lot of active management these days. They like to put you in a portfolio, and then it's really not managed along the way. It's like planting a garden and walking away from it and coming back in 3 months to meet with you to see how the kids are doing. You know, I want to know how my investments are doing. Okay, another common one. Intel, very common holding. That's one of the worst charts in the entire market. Intel started falling apart about 3 or 4 months ago, and really, Intel's growth stopped. Its better days are way in the rearview mirror. Now, I'm not knocking whoever does this kind of work. I mean, they're probably looking at it from a value point of view, or they picked a bunch of big-name stocks and then went to sleep and moved on to the next guy. But I see no rhyme or reason here, personally, in buying these big dud stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter. and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the big sell-off in the market that we had on Wednesday and what caused that. And the main reason behind it is a single number. How much will the S&P 500, the 500 companies in the S&P 500, how much will they make this year? But even more important is that the money that they make this year, how will that compare with the money they made last year? Or the same quarter last year? Year over year comparison. That tells us whether or not the economy, that's the bottom line of the economy. Forget the unemployment claims. Forget the jobless, forget the non-farm payroll report. The rubber hits the road. The bottom line is the earnings for the S&P 500. And the earnings expectations have been right around 125 to 130 per share. And when you put a multiple on that, you come up with the target price. Put whatever multiple you want. Now, what happens when that one part of that equation, the earnings, all of a sudden is ratcheted downwards? Expectations have been lowered, and the stock market will go right down with it. And on Wednesday, expectations for S&P 500 were lowered, and the stock market reacted immediately. Proof that when expectations change, the market or the individual stock reacts immediately. So where are we at right now on S&P 500 earnings? I've been using an equation, and I've been printing it every week. It's in my newsletter. Here's what the S&P earnings expectations are. Here's the multiple I'm using based on the interest rate and growth environment that we're in right now. And here's my target price for the S&P 500 for this year and for next year. But there's going to be a change, and I'm updating all of my earnings estimates over the next couple of days, and I'll come up with my latest number on the S&P 500. It could be one of three scenarios. It could be that the earnings estimates for the S&P 500 have dropped drastically, meaning that the market has run out of steam. Earnings can't support a higher S&P 500, then we're in trouble. Could be the end of the bull. That's one scenario. The second scenario is, there's a little minor adjustment to the earnings here, but we still have upside potential on the S&P 500. That means the bull market's still intact because earnings will support a higher price on the S&P 500. And the third scenario is, hey, expectations are even higher. Now, I don't think that's a possibility. I think it's going to be A or B. But C is, instead of making 130 this year, we're going to make 132.50. Therefore, I really like the market right now. Well, I'm going to report on my findings as I update all 500 companies here over the next couple of days and give you my report on Saturday. That has a lot to do with my current stance on the market, which has been bullish for the last 6 years. And the main reason I've been bullish is because earnings have been growing. When earnings start to top out and when they start to contract, then the bull market's over. Last bear market was a 53% drubbing, which brings me to my next subject, taxes. Oh, a subject I don't like to talk about a lot, but it is a factor in our investing. I had a guy that actually complained yesterday to me that while he's been with me, he's had to pay too many taxes on his portfolio. You know, if there was a way out of it, that'd be nice. You know, you should have an IRA or something. But if you have money that's exposed to capital gains, there's no way around that. There's no way around, unless you want to go buy an annuity or an insurance policy or something. And the exchange for that is you're going to have very lukewarm capital appreciation over the years. That's not a valid complaint. You're making me money, therefore I have to pay taxes on that money. Therefore, I want to invest in something that's more long-term, so I don't have to pay taxes. Well, eventually, even long-term, there is no escaping the tax man. You'll just have a bigger chunk. And that phrase long term infers to me that you want to stay fully invested for the next 5 years. Okay, that's fine. If you don't want active management, stay fully invested. And when the bear market takes you down 40 or 50%, guess what? You won't have to worry about paying taxes. That's what you want, right? If your only concern is taxes, well, then obviously you wouldn't want to make money in the market because you're going to have to pay taxes on the money you make in the market. That's the way it works. If you want me to invest in stuff that doesn't go up, Man, I just went through a whole litany of Comerica and other stocks that haven't gone up for the last 10 years. I'll invest in those for you. Then you won't have to pay taxes because your portfolio will remain flat. So what kind of thinking, what kind of logic is there to I'm paying too many taxes because the stocks you're investing in, I'm having to report every year capital gains to my accountant. And what kind of accountant would convince this poor guy that you need to invest in something long term so you don't have to pay so many taxes? What kind of thinking is that? I mean, eventually the chickens are going to come home to roost and you're going to have to pay the taxes unless you stay fully invested and never sell anything. Okay, there's your other choice. If you don't want to pay taxes, never sell anything and hand off your portfolio to your kids someday. And then you get a step up in basis, and obviously even that's under attack by the government. They want to take that one away, that step up in cost basis. Pass it on to your kids. But if you want to stay fully invested and not pay taxes, here's the downside to that. The bear market of 2000, if you'd have been invested in the NASDAQ, it was like 70%. The bear market in the S&P in 2008 was 53%. You're going to have to ride through some severe drubbings. But, you know, you won't have to pay any taxes, so it's a trade-off there. So my advice is don't use taxes as a reason for not selling a stock for a nice profit. I've seen other people who say, if I sell this stock, I'm going to have to pay taxes on the gains. Therefore, I want to just hold on to this stock and not sell it. And then the bear comes along, or something happens to the stock, and it goes down 30, 40, 50%, and they think, I should have sold it before it got hit for 50%. Well, I mean, you accomplished your purpose. You never had to pay taxes on it. Isn't it better to pay the taxes on a big gain before that gain disappears? So, you know, just a little bit of logic there. Now, if you want to reduce the tax implications from your portfolio, maybe an ETF, you wouldn't have as many individual trades, but they still add up. I mean, if you buy an ETF and it goes up 45% and you sell that ETF, you're still on the hook for that 45% gain unless your account is in a tax-deferred IRA, Roth, SEP, 401k. That's why I encourage people with all the energy I have to take advantage of their 401k at work. Sock away money, come up with your budget. Everybody can create a budget. It's you know, it's sixth grade math. Put away money into your 401k as you can. Maybe you got to cut out something, the NFL football package on HDTV or whatever, and put that money in the 401k because it grows tax deferred. There are no taxes due until you finally start to reverse the money instead of money going into your 401k at some point in time. Now that it's a rollover 401k, rollover IRA, and you're no longer working, now you can turn the spigot the other way and have money coming back to you in the form of income. And all those years, that money grew and grew in a tax-deferred manner. And once again, I don't believe in being fully invested in a 401k. There's a time to be in the market. The last 6 years has been good, and there's a time to be out of the market because there will come a bear at some point in the future. I address this every week in my newsletter. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
I've been in the right place, but must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about some pretty heady topics, but they're very, very important because it holds the key to how much longer this bull market can last, how much further it can go, or whether it is finally running out of steam. The average business cycle over the last many years has long over the long term has been about 5 years. You know, you bottom out, which we bottomed out somewhere in 2009, and the economy has been growing for the last 6 years, and the stock market's been following right behind. And the best way to measure economic growth is through S&P 500 earnings. As long as the earnings continue to grow, the stock market follows along. And over the last 5 years, the S&P 500 earnings have been growing at a double-digit rate, and the market's been growing at a double-digit rate. What happens when those S&P 500 earnings start to slow down to a single-digit rate? Well, the market slows down. The market can no longer support higher prices. And what happens when earnings of the S&P 500 peak and top out? The market peaks and tops out. And don't forget, the market is forward-looking. The market's looking at expectations down the road. So the market's not going to wait until the evidence that, hey, this quarter was less than the same quarter last year, meaning the economy is shrinking once again. Instead, the market is forward-looking. It looks at expectations. It looks at estimates. And when estimates change, when expectations change, the market changes along with it. And today I'm going to focus during my working hours here not only on the stocks that I currently own, and I did do some selling. I lost about four or five, maybe even six yesterday. Either they dropped below my my comfort level, or a few of them I did have some sell stops in. I said, I'm not comfortable if this stock goes below this level. And some of those were hit yesterday. I would say about five or six. I'm an active manager. I don't believe in holding on forever and riding through thick or thin of the market, because markets can go down 50-60%. And stocks can go down a lot. Look at some of those stocks from the year 2000. I got portfolios that transferred to me several years later, and a lot of those stocks were still in those portfolios, and they were like trading at $1.19, $2, and they were once $300 stocks. I mean, there's no excuse for writing something down like that, is there? And there's no excuse, I don't think, for not seeing a contraction coming in the market and stepping aside and saying, let's let the market contract, let's let earnings contract, let's let the market go down, we'll look for some opportunities in that downward spiral, and when it's downward spirals all over and earnings start to grow again, then we get back in and take advantage of it. It all comes down to earnings. Same way in an individual stock. Secondly, I talked about stocks that come to me all the time from other firms, and I have to wonder about the rhyme or reason behind the portfolio that's been selected. I don't know if they have a list somewhere that gives all of the stocks at their firm that they have four stars on or whatever. There's one guy that's kind of giving the nod, the green light on some stocks and the red light on others. But I just see the best word to describe it is mediocrity. I see portfolios full of mediocre stuff. Sanofi. Sanofi has gone nowhere in years. It's one of the most stagnant drug stocks of all time. It's out of France. Look at the great ones that we've had here in the Biogens and the Activists and the Gileads, etc., etc. So much more vibrant in growth and growing and flourishing, while the other just sits and sits and sits. So, you know, I don't know what the rhyme or reason is, the methodology used to put those, but it 9 out of 10 portfolios that come to me are full of mediocrity, stuff that you just wonder, who's managing this account? Who's making these selections? And lastly, this tax situation. You know, if you've got a portfolio that's subject to taxes, that's not inside of an IRA, paying taxes on capital gains is a good thing. That means you're making money. If you're not paying capital gains taxes, you're not making money. Then you may as well be in a CD earning 1% a year. If you don't like paying capital gains taxes, then don't invest in stocks that are going to go up, that are profitable, that you have to sell someday for a capital gain. I know, paying taxes is a drag. They're entitled to about a third of what you make on a stock. You're the one that takes all the risk, and they collect a third off of you. I talked to a guy one day. He won a big prize worth $500,000. The chances of winning it were, you know, 1 in 20 million, and he won. And guess who was in on that ticket, that winning ticket, to the tune of $200,000? The government. They get their piece. They're in on that too. Well, would you rather have not won the prize? Your net would have been zero. Instead, you got 500 and you netted 300. You're still 300 ahead of the game. And it works the same way with capital gains on stock price or stocks that are winning stocks. And like I say, I got a guy that's going to transfer out into a more long-term program because he's mad that I've created capital gains for him, and I don't really see the logic there. And he's going to have a big comeuppance during the next bear market when he sees all of the money he's accumulated over the last several years and worked so hard for in the market just dissipate in the matter of 6 months, 9 months, well, the market goes down 50% when S&P earnings top out and they start to contract. I'll be sending out a very important newsletter this week, and it'll have my new target price on the S&P. It could be we're fully valued here. It could be that we are topping out. We'll see. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com to sign up for my newsletter. This target price will be in the subscription/client or the 4-week trial. The others won't get to see the work, the hard work that I'm going to do the next couple of days as I sharpen my pencil. And if you're not happy with who's managing your money, maybe it's you, your wife, your husband, I don't know. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.